fish?
There's brown stuff coming down the air shaft.
That's snow.
Right.
Ojo hasn't checked in yet, huh?
No. God, Marty, how many Christmas Eves have we spent together?
More than I'd care to remember.
And then, before I know what is happening, he takes my purse and runs off into the alley. It was very frightening.
Let me just get some details, Ms. Murakami, and then we'll see what we can do, huh?
That would be most appreciated.
And what was inside the purse?
Well, all my cosmetics, personal belongings, an appointment book, my wallet with my money.
And how much was that?
$250.
It's a good deal of cash to be carrying.
Thank you.
Where did you say this incident occurred?
I was standing on the corner of 14th Street and Broadway.
That's a pretty rough area, Ms. Murakami. I mean, it's not a smart idea to be walking the streets alone at night.
I will try and remember that, officer.
Let's see. Now, you were just standing there.
Yes.
Were you waiting for somebody? Anybody in particular?
You got something on your mind, Turkey.
Hey, look, I mean, take it easy. I mean, I don't enjoy working on Christmas any more than you do.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Fish, it's snowing out.
Get away from me.
Merry Christmas, Bart.
Oh, I'm glad you made it in time for the festivities.
Oh, yeah, I guess I'm late. There's so many people out there.
Whoa, Joe, I don't want to hear any more excuses. I'd just like you to hear on time, please.
Yes, yeah, I just had to stop and get this wrapped. Merry Christmas, Bart.
I thought we all agreed we weren't exchanging presents this year.
I didn't agree.
I didn't get anything for you.
That's okay.
Bah humbug.
Harris.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, hey, man. I mean, I thought we decided there'd be no exchanging this year.
Wojo is acting unilaterally.
Thanks.
Where's the Christmas tree? I thought we were going to have a Christmas tree.
Nick went out to get it.
Merry Christmas, Fish.
Who told you to do that?
Nobody. I wanted to.
How'd you like me to walk in here and give you a present?
It isn't necessary for you to give me a present, Fish.
Sure, always thinking of yourself.
Hey, guys. I got it.
It's blue.
It's beautiful, ain't it? Where will we put it?
In a garbage. Barn, look what he got.
It's a tree.
Idiot.
When will I get it decorated?
Christmas trees are supposed to be green. Blue. See, it's sacrilegious.
Well, Joe, sacrilegious is in the eye of the beholder. One man's hideous is another man's beautiful.
Very well phrased.
Okay.
Blue?
Yeah, okay. We'll be right over. Ms. Murakami, take your time and look those over very carefully. If you recognize anybody, make a note, okay? Barney, the Salvation Army just called. They, the Santa Claus that they got in front of Siegel's department store just got ripped off.
Oh, how Christmas.
Take Fishman.
Okay, Barney. Hey, Fish?
Yeah?
Come on, we got a hold up.
Sure, why not?
You know, just think of that. I mean, you know, somebody actually mugging a Santa Claus.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Recognize anyone?
It's hard to tell. Everyone looks so much alike.
I know what you mean. I'm Japanese, too. I'm Sergeant Nick Yamana.
Oh, Dorothy Murakami.
I'm a cop.
I admire your people very much.
Well, it's dirty work, but somebody's got to do it.
Nick, we're out of coffee.
Later.
Well, there's no one here. Are there any other pictures you want me to see?
Huh? There's a double feature playing at the Toho. And...
Is there any other thing to do?
No, I guess not. We'll put out an APB and we'll do the best we can, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, I get off at 12 o'clock. Maybe you'd care to have a cup of drinks or a bite to eat?
I don't know.
You know, it's nice to be among your own on a holiday.
What time did you say you got off?
At 12. Where do you live?
I'll come back here.
Great. Be careful going through the streets.
See you later, John.
It's Nick.
All right, inside. A child could do it. A snap to a sebble. Easy to follow directions. Lies. All lies.
Now, Mr. Craig.
Is this a mugger?
No, this is a new crime.
Wonderful.
We talked to Santa Claus. And a guy walked up to him when nobody was around, pulled out a gun, and made him empty his putt into a sack.
And Mr. Craig here?
While we were standing there, there was a crash on the other end of the building.
Yeah, he threw this through a display window.
What is it?
A Zuma go round. I bought it at Siegel's. It won't go together.
All right, take it easy. Take it easy.
See, Barney, Mr. Craig had gone back to the store to try to get some help, but unfortunately, they had just closed.
I could see them in there, but they wouldn't let me in.
So you threw it through the window?
I was just returning it.
It decapitated a mannequin. It's quite a grisly scene, Barney.
Seeing it's Christmas, Siegel's has decided to press charges.
Good. I was afraid they would get maudlin on us.
Okay, Mr. Craig, let's go.
Merry Xmas and a ho, ho, ho. Hi, Barney. Hi, fellas.
How are you, Inspector? What brings you around?
No reason special, Barney. Just wanted to drop by to wish you and yours a most joyous and prosperous holiday season.
Same to you, Inspector.
Oh, listen, Barney, I got a little something here.
Inspector, please, you didn't have to.
No, that's for me.
Oh.
Yeah, a little token of appreciation from one of our generous merchants.
I see.
Yeah, lousy half pint. Can you imagine the cheap back in the old days? When I was pounding a beat on 8th Avenue, you know? Every Christmas, you was good for a turkey from the butcher, some dried fruits from the grocer.
Times change, Inspector.
Oh, they certainly do, Barney. Now, you take your 8th Avenue today, both sides lined with porno palaces, massage parlors, huh?
That stuff's hard to wrap.
I thought maybe... We got a few minutes. Maybe you and me could have a little talk together.
Inspector, as a matter of fact, I got a couple of reports. I just got to get them out. They're sitting on my desk in my office.
In the office. Right. Gotcha, Barney.
Okay, Mr. Craig, we're going to have to put you in the cage until I check you out. Come on.
You got to be a rocket scientist to put one of those together.
Come on, these things aren't that bad.
Talk is cheap.
I don't want to be disturbed. Unless it's something very trivial. All right, where's the directions?
Here. They're in Japanese.
Shh,
I suppose you got big plans for tomorrow, have I?
No, nothing special. Just spend the day at home with Liz and the kids.
Ah, yeah. Well, I'd be home too. I guess I'll just, wrench out a few things. Watch the game on TV. Clean my revolver.
Sounds nice.
I'll heat up a cup of Ovaltine. I'll heat up some fish sticks for myself. Sit back in front of the TV. Got a Dumont. Oh, what the heck? Christmas. I always say it's for the kids, right, Barney?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I guess I never had any kids, but you know that, on account of that I never got married.
Unless there's something you've been keeping from us, Inspector.
Huh? What? What the red-headed cashier at Jamie's just talking out of spite, Barney? We hardly even shook hands. Color?
Huh?
You got color, TV.
Yeah.
I thought so. Nowhere.
Excuse the interruption.
Thank you. Excuse me, Inspector.
Sure.
What's happening?
Another Santa Claus just got ripped off.
Wonderful. Where this time?
Klein's department store. Salvation Army's getting real nasty.
Last year they were doing that up in the Bronx, and they sent out cops for us to sew Santa Clauses.
All right, why not? Any stores open late?
Yeah, Blaine's open to 10.
Okay, let's set up in front of Blaine's.
I can't wear red, I really can't.
No, let's get somebody who looks a little more believable. Somebody who'll make an appealing target. Somebody the right age, right build, fish.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Can't stay in there all night.
It's worth a try.
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
What's in the bag?
Presents. Take one.
Very thoughtful of you.
I was passing that all-night drugstore, and I figured, why not? Merry Christmas. Some literature for the thinking man.
Treehouse of Desire.
A classic. Hey, Merry Christmas, Nick. Oh, yeah. Hey, you got the razor.
You want a treat?
Merry Christmas, Wojo.
Thanks, Harris, but you didn't have to give me a present just because I got you a present.
That wasn't it.
Sure it was.
No.
Yes.
Look, Merry Christmas, will you? Inspector, Merry Christmas.
For me?
Oh, hey. Yeah, it's a traveling toothbrush, in case you go away for the weekend or something like that.
Oh, gee, thanks, Harris. Merry Xmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Harris, you got any of that cologne that you use around?
Yeah, sure. Got it in my locker. Help yourself.
Thanks.
Hey, Nick. Come on, man. Tell me, what's up?
Somebody has to be up. I mean, you're not the only one that takes pride in his appearance. Do these pencils go with this shirt?
Hey, Woj.
Yeah.
What's with Nick? With the cologne and the shirt and the pencils.
Got a date tonight.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, with that Japanese lady you were interviewing there.
Oh, the hooker.
Hooker. I thought she was a mugging victim.
She's both.
If anything, Nick doesn't know that.
So?
Well,
Don't you think we ought to tell him before he does anything?
Before he does anything, she's gonna tell him. I checked Mr. Craig out, and he had no priors. And the manager at Siegel's department store said that they would drop the charges of breaking and entering if Mr. Craig would just pay for a new window.
Okay. Forget it!
Hey, man, pay the man the $2.
Let him glue the old one back together.
All right. They got a desk appearance ticket.
Okay, yeah. Barney.
Hey, what's a desk appearance ticket?
That means you're going to be released with a date and a time to appear in court. You want to go to court? You're going to go to court.
There is a principal involved here.
I hope so. For your sake.
Harris.
Okay, Mr. Craig. Looks like you're going to be spending Christmas with your family.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Okay. Here we go.
Whoopie, whoopie, whoopie.
Hey, you got it. Just like it's supposed to be.
No problem.
I really appreciate what you did.
I hope your kids enjoy it.
Hey, listen. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Craig.
You think you'll have any trouble getting that home?
Oh, no problem. I don't live far.
I'll get the door for you.
You won't go through the door.
I'm afraid you're going to have to take some of that apart, Mr. Craig.
Oh, my God.
This is a nightmare! Take it easy.
Mr. Craig, could you move that out of the doorway here, please, so we can...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Hey, Wojo.
Yeah.
You like my hair this way?
Yeah, looks nice, Nick.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, inside. Come on, this is a trap. What are you guys trying to do, huh?
Yeah, what do we got here?
Joseph Conte. Pull the gun on me and grab for the pop. Sit down.
Hey, what are you doing? I mean, cops dressed up like Santa Claus? That ain't nothing sacred no more.
Sacred? You're trying to rob the man.
I knew he wasn't the real one.
Sit down.
You get off at 12, is that right?
Yep.
I gotta work until 2.
Too bad.
She's a hooker, Nick.
What?
That lady you got a date with. Harris took her statement, he told me. I mean, I just can't figure out what she wants with you, you know? She knows you're a cop.
Maybe she liked me. You gotta consider all the possibilities.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, right.
I mean, I appeal to a lot of people besides cops.
Right. I just figured you'd wanna know, you know.
I mean, Christmas is forgiven, ain't it?
Certainly.
Yeah, so why don't you give me a break, will you?
Somehow your story doesn't touch me.
Yeah, sure. Because you're cops, nothing touches you. With your badges and your guns and pushing people around.
Fish, put him in a cage.
All right, let's go, kid. Right in there.
I hope I'm not early.
No.
Should we go now?
Yeah, sure.
If you'd rather not, I understand.
Well, if you'd rather not, I understand too.
Look, I just thought that you're a nice guy with a sense of humor. You're kind of cute.
Well, I can't add anything to that. I can't stay out late. I'm tired.
Me too.
I gotta work tomorrow.
Me too.
As of now, I'm officially off duty.
As of now, me too.
Well, 12 o'clock.
Merry Christmas, Warren.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Very funny. Right. They slipped out behind the sofa cushion, you know?
Oh, fine.
Well, guess it's time to be hitting the road, huh?
But first, may I wish you a very Merry Christmas to the men of goodwill of the 12th Precinct.
Merry Christmas, Inspector.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Inspector. Well, I've been thinking, you're going to be home. We're going to be home, I'm sure. Listen, I would love to have you for Christmas.
Huh? Oh, I never expected anything like that. I got to check my calendar appointment. Well, no, I'm sure there's nothing so important I can't put it off.
Okay, well,
thanks, Barney.
Glad you can make it.
Thank you. Look, I'll ride with you, see? With this lousy weather, there's no point taking
two cars. That's tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Right in the alley. Barney. Oh, well. Softy.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem.
Merry Christmas, Barney.
What's this?
I stopped in the store on my way back.
Welcome.
Thanks, Fish.
Harris?
Hey, thanks.
I seem to be the only one who didn't get anything for anybody.
That's okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I thought we had agreed that we weren't going to be exchanging.
Hey, Barney, it's okay.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Thanks.
Hey, Barney.